This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 75. Today, we are joined by Stefan Morel. We first spoke to Stefan in episode 57, so go and check that out if you want to hear more from Stefan. Today, we explore Stefan's Tranche de Vie channel in YouTube. Okay, this is a glimpse into the real life of real Philippines. It's a little bit gritty. It's kind of film noir art fest meets real life. These are Stefan's films, and he now has about 17 short films at the time of recording. It's a fantastic look into the real life of Philippines, and I really encourage you to check them out. This is a little bit about the backstory and what motivates Stefan to do them. If you want to get in touch with Stefan or want to know any more or want to know the spelling of Tranche de Vie, go and check out our show notes at outsourceaccelerator.com/75. Okay, so I'm excited to have Stefan Morel again with me. Hi, Stefan.
Hi, Derek.
You are a videographer, and I'll allow you to introduce yourself here, but what particularly caught me is your, enjoyment and fascination of the Philippines and the Philippine people, and you have shown this within your videos. So I'll let you introduce those more. But so I suppose quickly your backstory: how did you find yourself in the Philippines and filming Filipino life stories?
So yeah, as I told you, I arrived like 9 years ago. So I started to work with this French company for 5 years, and then I changed my contract as a part-time job. So I got, because I got more and more contract for doing freelancing for French TV, for something I really wanted to do, you know, like documentary, reportage. So I did it. I changed my contract, and now that's what I do. I'm a freelancer. And on the side, I started my own project, my short documentary project, Tranche de Vie. Basically, it's only on YouTube, and it's really like a portrait. Try to focus on Filipino people I met or I saw for years sometime. Like for the first episode was Jimmy. He's the guy selling fishbowl. And that the guy I used to see for 3-4 years at the same bar in Beside and seeing his fishbowl, and I was curious about him. I was like, what's going on behind this guy? You know, there is like a...
So this guy is a guy selling street food in one of those carts that he pedals along and it's selling fishbowls.
And his big tagline is like, don't be shy, eat my balls. So I was really amazed about that. He's really funny guy, and he was really like, So we talked with him, it took us time to, because he was shy, he didn't want to do this kind of project.
And that inspired you to make a film of Jimmy.
Yeah, right. So we did 6 minutes, so we follow him maybe for 2 days, at home with his kids, like at work. And I just wanted to know more about him, like where he was from, for how long he was doing that. So he's doing that since his kids, actually, like since he's 10 years old.
Right.
That's his full-time job, like a full life job.
Because Manila and the Philippines, it's an incredible society where there's such disparate standards between lives. Yeah, there's immense wealth here and sophistication, but also there's people, you know, really subsistence living, and a lot of these street merchants, they have a hard life, right? and
really
an incredible story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this guy is working for, start at 4 in the afternoon, he finish at 6 in the morning, saying fishbowl, he's earning like 300 pesos, so 6, 7 euro maybe, something like that. So it's
he would earn for the day.
Yeah. And the thing is, he doesn't even own the cart, he's like renting it.
Right.
So he's sharing most of his earnings like for the owner. So he's just keeping maybe 30% of it.
Wow. So the guy would earn what? 100, 200 pesos?
No, the Jimmy's going to earn 300, but the owner's going to earn like 700 maybe.
Right.
Doing nothing.
It's crazy.
So it's crazy. So it was interesting. That's something we didn't know about it, you know. We wanted to... So we still see him, like we. And after, from this story, we got just people we met all the time, like all the topic you get in this project, mostly people I met and I got curious about. I was like,
wow. So that was the beginning of this project then. And,
yeah.
And what is the YouTube channel? Or if people want to check out what is some of the more gritty, well, the real life of Philippines? Huh?
Tronche de vie, documentary.
Wow.
It's really French. It means piece of life.
Okay.
Mostly.
And we'll put that.
It's a piece of life, yeah.
We'll put that link in the show notes.
Tronche de vie, yeah. They will find it. And there is all kind of topic. Like there is like a...
And so what was the latest one you were doing with a
The latest one was for ANAC. It's a foundation in QC, Quezon City, and they're taking care of kids. And the guy was John Paul. It's really interesting. He's like he's a teacher on Saturday and Sunday for this foundation. But during the week, he's like a street educator. So he's going to, they call that the big night. So he's leaving the office at 8 p.m., 2 o'clock in the morning, and they're gonna look for kids in the streets, like all these gangs or like this group of kids like sleeping outside. So they're gonna start to talk with them. Where are you from? What are you doing here? And they're just trying to bring them back to the center and to help them, like to give them food, education, and everything, like to bring them back to life. Like and so it's really inspiring, like really, like the way he's doing it and the kids, because those kids, like yeah, they just lost, like they. Yeah, like from 6 years old to 14, I don't know, like living all their life in the street, like you. So it's good to meet some this kind of people. It's really.
What are some of the defining and inspiring characteristics of the Filipinos, and what's inspired you particularly to do these stories?
To do these stories, wow, good question. I just want to. I try to not to educate or to. To inspire people or to teach something, I don't know. I'm not the one teaching that. Those guys, the portrait, the guy I'm shooting, we are the one who's going to teach something to people who's going to watch the video. Like John Paul is spending all his night like looking for kids and spending his weekend to teach them something. Like I hope he's going to change, you know, people. When you look at, if you watch this video after, if you go in the street and you look at kids in the street, you will think differently. You don't feel like they are trash or they are like like bad guys, or they just try to snatch or to do something bad. You know, they are like they got a story, they got a life behind, and they got like they shouldn't be in the street.
Yeah,
they should be loved and they should be helped. Like so, I hope if you can change the look or if you can change your mentality, I won. I think yeah.
And there is so much hardship in the Philippines, and actually living in the center of these big cities, you almost forget that there is a developing nation out there, yeah. But incredibly happy people, aren't they, despite a lot of the hardship?
Always. Always, it's really like, that's something which shocked me like a long time ago in the Philippines, like the look of people who get the chance to be educated and everything, the way they were talking to... of people living in the street, or they were really like, look at them like really badly, like I got really shocked at that. They were really like, those guys are trash, they are squatters, they are like, they use our money, or we spend money for them, like when nothing is done for them, you know, like like if John Paul doesn't have an ANAC foundation, then there's nothing, the government are not doing anything for these kids, or they don't care, you know, they can die in the street for, nobody will do anything. But then, yeah, they still, that's what amazed me in the Philippines. They're still happy, whatever. Like the kids, like they're living in the street, they were really...
They're still pretty upbeat, huh?
Always happy. That's why I like the Philippines, you know? That's why I want to stay here. Like, they give me happiness, and it's different in Europe, like, especially in France, not to name it. Like, so yeah, a lot of joy, a lot of happiness. So it's a good... No, it's good. It's good for everybody, I think, to see that, like...
That was Stefan Morel. If you want to get in touch with Stefan, know any more about his films, go to our show notes at outsourceaccelerator.com/75. And if you want to get in touch with us about anything, send us a question, just email us at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com.